Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor Austin Schuller helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor Austin with the message.
Talk to you for a few minutes today at every location about a thought from rust to redemption. I want you to say that with me. Say from rust, to redemption. I'm going to give you a few scriptures really quick about baptism. Some of you, maybe you came on Easter for the first time and you find yourself in the room. Maybe you've been just joining us for a few months. I was talking to a gentleman last night. He made the decision to spontaneously get baptized, but it's because over the last few months, his life has looked different. And here's why baptism is so important. Matthew 28, 19, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them." Acts 2:38, it says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." Mark 16:16 says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Baptism is a big deal. See, Galatians 3:27, "For all of you who were baptized in Christ have been clothed yourself with Christ." Colossians 2:12, "Buried with him in baptism, but raised with him in faith." See, baptism, when we go down, the old things pass away, and when you come up, all things are made new. It's one of the reasons we wear the made new shirts. And then Acts 22:16, it says, "Get up, be baptized, wash your sins away, calling on his name." And there's a lot of great scriptures that support why we should take the next step of baptism today. But one of the key texts I want to focus on is here. If you haven't written anything down, I would love for you to write this down. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, and the old is gone, and the new is here." I want to say it again. The old is gone and the new is here. Come on, if you don't want what happened last year to follow you into this year, maybe some of y'all need to get baptized today. If you say, "Man, I don't want my past to determine my future," maybe you need to make the decision to get baptized today. And you say, "I didn't plan on this. I just got a flyer and came into a location. I'm in Fairview Heights where we turned a movie theater into a move of God." It doesn't matter how you came in. We got the shirts, we got the short, we got warm water. Come on, somebody, we just need you to make the decision. And yes, at the top of the message, before sharing the rest, I am selling you, because some of you walked in on the teeter-totter of, should I do it, should I not? And I know there's some of you that are going to take that step of faith. Now, if you're here at West Palm, we're going to be going to Royal Palm, because at the school, they don't allow us to submerge in water. But don't let that be a reason you don't go get baptized today. You know, so many times we'll let obstacles get in front of us of making a decision. You know, when I was a kid, we lived out in the country of Missouri, and all of a sudden we would drive by, and we were rehabbing a house, and we would drive by, and there was this beautiful, really cool Jeep, but it was all rusted out. You could tell it at once was a really, like, cool-looking Jeep, but every time I passed by, I thought, wow, there's a for sale sign, but nobody's buying it. Well, maybe it's because there's rust all on the outside. When you walked up to it and you started it, the engine was really clunky. There was no floorboards in areas because it was completely rusted out, and I thought, man, many people are driving by this and they see all of this. They see rust and they just think, man, I don't know. The best life has been lived. But we drove by and we saw potential. Now, I want to tell you that restoration happened overnight. It didn't. It took a few weeks. It actually took a few months. But with some fresh paint, some engine work, we lifted it up. We redid the frame. We put some chrome trim on that bad boy. And can I tell you, that Jeep turned into a showstopper everywhere it went. From being on a grass with people walking by, passing by, and never giving it any attention, it all of a sudden grabbed people's attention. Why? Because restoration redeemed its value. Oh, I want to preach somebody today at one of our locations. Our Savior came, and he caused restoration through the redemption so that we could be reminded of the value that he's given us. Oh, what about my purpose? The purpose is still there. You just forgot about it. What about what I'm supposed to do in life? It was always there. You just allowed somebody to put a little rust on you. Yeah. And my job today is to come in here, and I want to give you a little buffer. I want to bring that rust off and remind you who you are. See, something rusted and forgotten many times feels worthless or looks worthless to the world, but to the one who loves it, it is priceless. God loves you so much, you're priceless. You may feel like you are that person on the backside of a hill, forgotten, that your past is determined, that your fears, your anxieties, that your sins have kept you from God. Maybe you showed up today, you're high right now in church, or last night you were out partying. There is no judgment but to tell you that God loves you just the way you are. It's okay however you walked in today, but I wanna encourage you, you might have came in one way, but you can leave redeemed. Because God doesn't see the damage. He sees the destiny and the purpose on the inside of you and I. See, restoration doesn't just fix. It revalues and it reminds us not only who we are, but whose we are. We are made new. We're not just fixed up. All things made new. A new creature in Christ Jesus. So if you feel like, man, I need a fresh start. I wish I could get a redo. Maybe your redo is today through baptism. You know, growing up, I always heard he is our kinsman redeemer. You know, Isaiah 43:1, it says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, and you are mine." Well, if you don't know what a kinsman redeemer is, well, actually, I want to give it to you. It's found in ancient Hebrew law. Kinsman redeemer, or a goel in Hebrew word, it means the action of redeeming. So a redeemer, and gaal is actually to redeem in Hebrew. So if you put those together, we find a redeemer through this, through the kinsman. And it was a close relative who had the right or the responsibility to redeem, to buy back a family member's property, freedom, or to restore their name if it fell into to debt or danger. Come on, doesn't that sound like our Savior when we received him, that he bought us with a price to say, I have redeemed you. I have overcome the world just for you. But it goes on to say that a kinsman redeemer many times would rescue someone who couldn't save themselves. It also says that it was not just an act of kindness, but a personal responsibility rooted in a family covenant. You go, well, I don't know. Do I have that family covenant? You do. It was bought with blood. We celebrated it on Easter, his death, burial, and resurrection. And through that, he said, this is the new covenant in my blood. Come on, anybody excited that we have a family covenant that covers us, that brings us from rust to redemption? You know, and really a classic biblical example of this is the story of Boaz. See, Boaz went and he found Ruth. Ruth, it says, was a foreign widow with no future. But Boaz came into her life and he redeemed her. He bought her family's land back. He married her. He restored her dignity and her destiny. And through that act, Ruth actually became a part of the lineage that would give birth to Jesus. Talk about redeeming from, I feel like I'm the last and all of a sudden I'm the first. I feel like, many times in life, we feel like we were dealt a bad hand of cards. Well, I don't have that ability. I'm not in that family. I don't have that wealth. But God says, I have given you everything you need if you would just tap into it. Full that restoration. I've created you on purpose with a purpose. And we can redeem that if the enemy has stolen it. Just like Boaz redeemed Ruth, Jesus, he really redeems us. But Jesus is our kinsman redeemer. Why do we say that? Jesus took on human flesh so that he could redeem us. He paid a price that we couldn't pay. He restored our inheritance and our future. And he brought us into that family forever. It's not just about heaven on earth. It's about eternity with him in heaven. He's seated right now to the right hand of the Father. And that is the plan for you and I at every location today. It's not just to have good time here on earth. It's to make the decision. It says, forgiveness of sins. Receive him, then get baptized. Come on, it'd be like me wanting to go make minute rice and not adding water or putting water in the bowl and never putting it in the microwave. Some of y'all are judging me right now because I eat minute rice. Shame on you. I'm restored. No, it's I'm redeemed. You know, it's like, listen, okay? You do what you can. But in the past, a kinsman redeemer would be willing and able to pay the full price. I see that in Jesus. Jesus was willing at the cross. He was able through his resurrection. And today through baptism, we get to step into that full redemption and receive that gift that he gives us and that he purchased for us. You know, I can only imagine if I purchased a gift for my wife and I brought it to her and she just left it on the table, how I would feel. For you and I don't come into a location today and God put a gift on the table and you just walk by and say, no, I don't need the gift. I'm good on my own. But I know that's not us today because we know we don't want to be rusted. We want to fulfill. You want to fulfill that thing that's stirring you at night when you're asleep that keeps stealing your sleep. And you're like, man, I know there's more for me. I know this can't be it. I know I'm not forgotten about. And when we step into it, we truly see that through the redemption of Christ. I have a few points I want to give you today. If you're a note taker, you can write them down. Number one is this: God sees value in what others overlook. See, God doesn't just restore, he resurrects. He brings forth new life. He's not about just cleaning the old. He's about burying the old and raising new. New creature in Christ Jesus. You go, well, I'm not worthy of baptism. None of us are. It says, even when we were yet sinners, God sent his son Jesus to die for us. But through that, we can receive salvation. He paid a price that we could not pay so that we could step into a full eternal life with him. But the good news is, we don't have to wait to get to heaven. We can have heaven here on earth if we would just be made new today and walk forth in what he has for us. Romans 6:4, it says, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, but just as Christ was raised, we may live new lives. See, baptism is not about washing dirt from the body, but a pledge of a new heart to God. See, some of you are like, man, I'm waiting to get it all together to be baptized. That would be like showering to then get in the shower. I have never bathed to then get in the bath. No, he says, don't clean up to come to me. He says, come to me and I will clean you up. So today, I want to take away that thought process, if you would, and I want to submit this to you and say, that is the enemy blocking the blessing you've been praying for. That if you would just step into it, you truly can see that God sees value in what others overlook. And we have everything ready. Again, we have shirts, towels, the water, everything. We just need you, and we need you to know that God sees value in you. When you don't see value, it's not that he just sees it in you. He placed it in you. So all you have to do is take a step forward today and be made new. Point number two is this, is the old is buried so the new can rise. See, so many times we try to hold on to the old and step into new things. But like that Jeep, it didn't sell until the rust was removed. You can't keep the old and expect new life. We have to bury the shame, the fear, the addiction, the pride so that we can fully walk in freedom. You know, I'll never forget the first time that I actually remember in my adult life. I'm sure maybe I got baptized or I grew up Catholic. Maybe they christened me or something. I don't know. But I remember the first decision I made to get baptized. I'm going to paint the experience for you. It was an incredible time. I didn't get a chance to send out invitations. The dress of the occasion was about like this at every location. I'll never forget. It was about 10 or 10:30 p.m. at night. Some people even brought drinks to this venue. Some strong drinks. Some even had red Solo cups, including your boy. And I'll never forget at that house party when a friend came up to me and he said, hey, I know you've been coming to church. I know we've been playing sports together. I was in high school. He's like, man, have you ever been baptized? Like, you're a preacher's kid. I was like, oh, it's my stepdad. And I don't know, man. I never made the decision. And he said, well, why not? I said, I don't know, I've done a lot of stupid things. I mean, look, I'm here now, I'm partying, I'm drinking, I got like Johnny Walker in this mug right now. Like, what am I supposed to do? I feel like you're judging me talking about baptism. And he said, hey man, what keeps you from being baptized? Do you believe Jesus is your savior? Yes. Do you want to receive him today? Yes. He said, great, there's a hot tub right there. And I was like, but there's people around. But I took a bold step. And what I want to ask you today is maybe you just need a little boldness. And I want to tell you, we're going to be around this thing celebrating you today and take a step like I did. In the middle of my peers, I sat down my red Solo cup. You may have came in with shame and regret. I'm telling you, you don't have to clean up to come to Christ. Just come to him as you are and get baptized. And the good news is it's not in the hot tub. I walked away a hot mess smelling like chlorine, okay? But that moment changed my life. Wow. It reminded me from that moment forward that even somebody, high schoolers, I want to speak to you for a second, middle schoolers, you think your opinion doesn't matter and your words don't hold weight, they do. When I see students walk in, I try to speak life over them because so many people are telling you you can't do something. I want to tell you, you can be a campus pastor. I want to tell you that you can be a leader in the church, that you can have a place to serve. But God has purpose, and it's not just to go to a house party, but I believe God can meet you right there where you are, and I believe if God didn't meet me there, that I wouldn't be here today. And maybe you feel the same at a location today, and I want to encourage you, take that spontaneous step. Colossians 2:12, it said, having been buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith. You can take that next step and become made new. And in Isaiah 1:18, it says, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Your past is your past, and your future is made new. You know, Max Lucado said this, baptism separates the tire kickers from the car buyers. I want to encourage you, don't just kick the tires, be all in today. Buy the car, buy into it, and say, God, I want to give you everything that I have. Point number three is this, restoration takes surrender. See, the thought is the Jeep couldn't fix itself. It had to be lifted, gutted. It had to really be given over to someone who knew what they were doing, that was their craft. See, baptism is just that. It's fully surrendering ourselves to God to say, God, lift me up. Do what you can. Restore it. Redeem it. God, I'm not going to try to do it. Hands are off the wheel. And kind of like that friend told me, the story he was really sharing was the Ethiopian and Philip. In the Bible, it says that the Ethiopian heard the good news of Jesus, and he came and said, hey, I feel inspired. Like right now, I'm eager. I'm willing. What separates me from being baptized? And Philip's like, well, do you believe in Christ? Yes. And it says that they then went to the water and Philip baptized him. See, some of us were waiting for the right circumstance. Well, I got my suit on today. I got my right weave on today. Listen, the Lord knows what you got going on. He will repay it. He will bring it back. I spent 3 hours on this hair. Hey, here's the deal. If you give the Lord your time, he'll give it back. I don't know. Listen, your boy has short hair. I shouldn't even got there. If my wife was here, she'd be like, get off the hair thing, you know? This is a side journey, but I should go here, and I shouldn't, but I will. You know, the other day I got my wife's car, and I reached down in the door to grab my bottle of water, and all of a sudden I pulled up some blonde hair. I said, whoa, what is this? I said, man, that is unbelievable. Anyways, but in baptism, we let go of control, and we trust the hands of the one who makes all things new. He can make you new. He can restore you no matter how many times. I've been baptized, done that. Do it again. Don't separate yourself. Don't allow the enemy to create a wall from this. Allow yourself to take a next step. Acts 22:16, and now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, wash your sins away, calling on his name. Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. See, God doesn't need perfection because he's the one who brings forth change and transformation. He's bringing forth that in us if we would just submit ourselves to him. Again, we don't have to clean up to get baptized. We get baptized to clean up. My last point I want to give you is this. Point number four. We're made new for a purpose. Everybody say purpose. See, the thought is this, the Jeep wasn't restored to just go then sit in a garage, to go back on that grassy hill, to go back in that yard. No, it was restored so it could drive. We could take it to Silky's and go get some ice cream, somebody. Take the doors off, let our hair blow, throw some glasses on and have a good time. Because it would be fulfilling its purpose. Am I really talking about a Jeep? No, I'm talking about you. You were created to fulfill the purpose that God has in you and on you. But why are we just submitting back to going back to that place where we would rust and decay? Baptism isn't the end. It's the beginning of something new. Today's your new beginning. Man, I don't know. I am a Christ follower. I love the Lord, but I don't have clarity of direction. Get baptized. Sometimes you just have to have a catalyst in your life. It causes change. It causes you to think different. You know, I think about that house party. When I left, I was still the same person. I still had the same flesh, but my mind was different. I started to think about, what am I saying? where am I spending my time? I got to get back in church. I got to get a few people that are around me. I can't have those people around me because they cause me to take action that I know is not what I'm supposed to do. Because they cause me to be rusted instead of redeemed. Wow. I'm not saying people are bad. I'm just saying you're the sum of the five closest people to you. Watch who you are around. Are they causing you to be rusted or redeemed? Are you in Growth Trek? Are you in a small group? Are you serving? Because the right community, and I'm almost done. The band, I think they're already up here. They can play because it sounds way more holier when there's a keyboard. But Jesus can save you, but the right people can keep you saved. Don't just get baptized, get in a group. Start serving. If you're unsure, you don't want to make that commitment, then make this commitment to God. Just keep coming back. Let him work in you. Pastor David says this, and he's told our family this, he and Pastor Nicole, my whole life, he said, if you don't do anything, if you're worried, if you've done something wrong and you want to do something right, don't focus on what you did wrong because consistency is the key to breakthrough. Start focusing on the good things and continue to do them. And maybe that's your biggest takeaway. I saw like 10 people just write that down. I'm like, man, that was the takeaway? But Matthew 28:19, it says, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. Baptism is that outward sign of the decision you've already made in your life to launch into a God-designed life, not a life that I've designed, not a life that you've designed. But again, maybe you didn't plan on coming in and get baptized today. The water's warm. There's shirts, towels, shorts. Man, you said that 3 times because I want you to hear me today. Don't allow there to be an excuse of why you didn't take your next step. You were made for more. You were made for more than fear. You were made for more than failure. You were made to live out this thing that God has for you. Don't hold on to the shame. And it can start right now through baptism. You know, I want them to put up a picture real quick, and I think about this Jeep, and many times, this is kind of the depiction of the Jeep, is when I bought it, it was rusted, but when it was restored, it looked beautiful. See, to that Jeep, many thought it would be junk, worthless, forgotten. But some of us right now, this is a depiction of where we are, is do I get baptized? Do I not get baptized? Do I stay redeemed and restored, or do I go back to my old ways? And I want to encourage somebody today, as you stand at all of our locations, as you take that stance and you stand up in your seat, make the decision today to say, I'm not going back. The old me is past and all things are made new. I'm restored. I'm redeemed. I'm going to receive it because someone saw value in me. I'm not going to be buried in rust anymore. Baptism's my moment to allow God to take the wheel to raise me to new life. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to pray for you today. And again, today is not about emotion. It's about obedience to the Lord. Father, I pray over every location. God, I thank you for Fairview Heights. I thank you for Ferguson, Florissant today. I thank you for Weldon, Earth City, and Sunset, Royal Palm. But God, I thank you for online right now that people are stirring and like, man, how do I get baptized? I want to encourage you, don't ever miss a baptism. Look on the calendar. But God, I ask you right now to move in your power across our locations. Touch our hearts and minds. God, if people are on the teeter-totter right now of do I not? God, tell them, I am yours. I am for you. That they don't have to walk out the same way they came in. That they don't have to stay rusted when God, you've called us to restoration. Father, I pray over our families today that they would prosper in every area of their life as they step forward in you. That we don't just hear about resurrection, but we experience it and we experience the restoration in our hearts. Like 2 Corinthians, the old is gone and all things have become new. We receive it and we believe it today in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, and everybody said amen. Come on, let's give it up for God today. Come on, let's give it up for everybody getting baptized today. We're proud of you. So good.